This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how a fall is only part of our story. So recently, I shared how a listener was moved by one of the Be Moments, and he wrote a note making the point that when we leave this earth, the most significant thing we leave behind is our life's example. And sometimes we believe that past mistakes have made it impossible for us to leave an honorable legacy or for us to make an honorable mark on life. In other words, our life already has a stain on it. But I'll go back to Peter for a moment. We know that Peter denied Christ not once, but three times, and he did it right before the crucifixion. So anyone could argue that, you know, there could be no greater stain than that. Peter fell, and he fell hard, but he did not allow that one decision to define his life. There's a second part to his story, one that cannot be left out if we are to tell his life story accurately. Peter stood back up. He didn't stay down with shame or weakness. He rose up to turn thousands of souls ultimately to Christ. So I think that God uses Peter's life as an inspiration for anyone who wants to chart a new path and leave an admirable example for generations to come. And so let us fortify ourselves with these words. I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Isaiah 43:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, a fall is only half the story.